Say it again, please. Say it again. One more time. Say it again. There you go. Go ahead.
That resilience is the product of the input both internally, organs, systems within the body being integrated, as well as sensory input from relationships outside of the body, and the energy flow integrates all of that, the neural networks in the brain to support thoughts in the mind.
Beautiful.
Which creates a sense of, an experience of the integration and well-being that is a definition of resilience.
That is very beautiful.
It needs to be cleaned up a little
bit. No, that's very nice.
In fact, the essential point.
In fact, just today, Chetna and I were talking about it, and she made some recordings. I had probed her mind a little bit. Last two times I've met with her, we've been talking about the philosophical and psychological underpinnings of the angel wing philosophy. Because there's always a guiding principle or guiding philosophy around which the whole organization is based. You know, and from what I know of Dr. Chetna and of you also, Elizabeth, and of course Rick, and I'm in sync with all of you, is that you have a certain understanding of physiology, psychology, human nature, energy, meditation, and spirituality. And from everything I have heard from Chetna and from you, Elizabeth, you are completely in synchronicity with each other.
Definitely.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew that intuitively before we even really started talking.
So I'm so blessed. I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot of people you can do that. I mean, you get have that connection with. It's nice to have, that's what I was saying, I think this is just the core group, and that's enough. Because when we have too many people, then we have too many, and I haven't found anybody like us, let's put it that way. I think that's it for now. There's no need to.
Yeah, so, Sachin, just to add to that recording,
yes.
Dr. Rick Hansen's work.
Okay, good.
Because he traces it all the way back to Marcus Aurelius.
Right, exactly.
I actually have his book, the new book.
Oh, you do?
What's the new book?
Yeah.
What's the new book? I forget the Audible. Shoot, I forget what it's called. It's all meditation. Hold on 1 second. I'm just saying. It is super, it's really good. I don't know if it's new, but then I think it's new to me, I guess.
So,
well, he talks about the three pillars.
Right.
Right. Okay, so yeah, I have that recorded, and I will go into all of that. You know, speaking of books, one of the recommendations I have had for Chetna, and she has agreed, is for her to create a foundational book about angel wing. You know, her philosophy behind it, thinking behind it. So what I said to her, I could assist her in doing that simply by going through all of the audio recordings. There's some 80-plus recordings and many, many hours of discussion and dialogue that I've had with her. I can go through all that, transcribe a lot of it, modify, you know, some of the language if needed, and then put that into a book format. What I can also do, if Dr. Chetna, agrees with this, Elizabeth, we can have some of your recordings and thoughts about angel wing and what your you know perspectives are, and we can create a chapter or two on that also, just you know, which is written by you. So it will be actually be your language, but I'll just put it together kind of. So if you are interested in that, let me know. I mean, so.
Yeah, I am. And I have one spontaneous thought I want to share.
Yes.
If you could figure out a way to integrate photographs.
Yeah, that's easy to do. That's no problem.
You know what I mean? Chetna can speak about something and then just have an image.
Yes.
In a photograph. Because I'm experiencing that integration with nature is... A superpower right now for humanity's evolution.
Yes.
You know?
So as far as the publications go, it can be done through KDP Publication, which is an Amazon company. It's called Kindle Direct Publication. It's basically a form of self-publication, so we can do it ourselves. And I have a lot of experience with that. I've published a bunch of books that way. So a foundational book for the angel wing philosophy, the guiding, you know, principles of angel wing, the basic ideas of angel wing, would be available. You know, we want to have it ready next year sometime. And then from that base, many such books can be created on different topics. You know, so for example, I'll give you just a simple example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you, Dr. Elizabeth Berman, let's say you create, you know, from all the slides that we have created before, let's say you were to create a 10-minute audio for each one of those. Just a 10-minute one. You can do longer if you want. What I can do, I can take all of those audios, in addition to those slides, and really construct a book based on that. You know, so you don't have to worry about typing stuff up. I can do all that stuff, you know, for Angel Wing. I mean, as part of the, as a volunteer, as a second chance program and stuff like that. I mean, I can be involved that way, as I have been so far. But my point is, the more audio recordings we have, the easier it is going to be to use them for creating many, many things, including workshops, publications, courses, webinars, seminars, small group interactions, a whole host of things.
Yeah. So the new book, which I have on Audible, I actually sent it to your email, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
It's called Neurodharma.
Neurodharma, yeah, it's very good, yes. I've been listening to that also, yes.
It's really nice. And it, what it does is it tells you the science, the neuroscience concept, and then it has a meditation.
So,
lovely. Yeah, and he says,